Good evening, everyone. The meeting is now called to order. Ms. Peaks, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Elise Stoney.
Present.
Elizabeth Eccles.
Present.
Jerry Williams. Shelby Phillips.
Present.
Tony Smith. Anthony Stewart.
Present.
Chairman, you have a quorum. Chairwoman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. First item on the agenda for action is the approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I make a motion that tonight's agenda be approved.
Madam Chair, I approve. Second the motion.
It was motion by Commissioner Eccles and second by Commissioner Stewart. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposes?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries. The agenda is approved. Next on the agenda is the approval of the September 1st, 2020 meeting minutes. Commissioners, have you had an opportunity to review the minutes? And are there any corrections, questions, comments?
Yes, I got some questions. I didn't see my comments in here on the user's permit at the 2020-108-1162 highway.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the 112 parking spaces, but I'm gonna save my comments for the next discussion on plaque 2020-140.
So you have no changes for the minutes?
No.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I motion we approve the September 1st meeting minutes.
I second that motion.
It was motion by Commissioner Stewart and second by Commissioner Phillips that we approve the minutes from the September 1st, 2020 meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda for action is under new business, and it's the final plat 2020-0140 Strat Lot Number 1 at 0 Bohannon Road. Staff.
Good evening, commissioners. Tonight you have before you the final plat 2020140 Strat Lot Number 1. The applicant is requesting a final plat approval for this lot. The property is located on the northeast side of Bohannon Road and will also have frontage on Howell Avenue, which is currently under construction. The property is 5.99 acres and zoned M2. The plat has been reviewed by staff and meets all the current regulations of the city ordinance. Staff's recommendation is approval.
Commissioners, are there any questions for staff?
I do have a question on this one. And we used to have an engineer that kind of helped us out on some of our decision-making process. Do we have an engineer anymore?
We don't have a city engineer on staff full-time, like Brendetta Walker when she was here. We subcontract our engineering plan review services out to a company.
Okay, because one of the issues in our last meeting on this particular property was the proposed Howard Avenue exit. They told me it was under construction, and I can see now that it's under construction. So did those guys, do we have to get a permit for land disturbance? Who's in control of that particular project?
The city. the city of Fairburn, they have to get, the permit has already been issued, has already been reviewed by our staff. Our review team is myself, the engineering team, which is community development, fire, Pond and Company is the company that we use to do our engineering and landscape review. So that LDP was approved several months ago for that roadway.
Okay, I think that would have helped me in my decision making the last time we had a discussion, had I known that they've already had a permit in place.
Well, I thought it was clear that the road was under construction, was currently under construction at the time the preliminary plat came before this body. And I think I mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, that the city received a grant from the state of, I think, $1.2 million to construct this road. It was a part of a grant to alleviate truck traffic and give them another route to access 74 and 80, Highway 85.
Okay, it sounds good. On this one, now getting specifically to the lot, are there going to be any, you know, safety lights around this area?
If you recall the last meeting, September 1st, the truck terminal that was proposed, the use permit that came before you for, I think it's 1162 Highway East, was the applicant that put in the use permit for a truck terminal. This is the actual lot. So they are proposing lighting, 24-hour, 7 days a week security. They will go through the whole process of a land disturbance permit that the city reviews. And we look at, you know, paving, engineering, stormwater runoff, all those things are captured during the review process for the land disturbance permit.
Okay. Now, getting to the paving process, it's going to be heavy enough to handle the heavy trucks, you know, not just the 4-inch paving, but enough to hold the weight of the trucks and its loads.
I don't know what that requirement is as far as how thick the pavement has to be. That's definitely an engineering question. But what I do know is that when they review industrial sites, Lester is really particular about the paving and also the driveways into the site off of the public roadway. So I can't speak for him because I don't know what the ordinance is as far as paving, but I do know that they wouldn't allow you to pave a parking for trucks and the paving won't accommodate the load of the trucks. I just don't foresee that, but I can definitely check into that and give you a definite answer on that, but I'm almost sure that the paving is adequate to hold the load of trucks, and particularly in an industrial area.
Very good.
Sure that would be a requirement.
All right. Just send me an email to follow up on that question, okay? Thank you.
Okay. So.
Commissioner Phillips, do you have any more questions?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do any of the other commissioners have questions for staff?
I do not.
Ms. Peaks, is the applicant here and would like to make a presentation?
Let me see if I see Mr. Strack on here.
Tarika, this is Joe Strack.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, the answer to the question on the paving on the roadway for Howell Avenue Extension, it's a 21 inches of paving, so. The Howell Avenue Road is plenty heavy to handle truck traffic. Of course, like you say, until they get the plans approved for, you know, the site plans for lot number one, it's got to go through a review process, but I'm sure that will be heavy paving too.
Yes. I agree with Joe Strack. He's the actual owner of this lot for the final plat. So Howell Avenue is an industrial road, so it will be built to industrial standards.
Very good. He answered my question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Commissioner,
are there any other questions for Mr. Stratt? Okay, hearing none. Ms. Peaks, do you have any closing remarks?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. So commissioners, you have before you for review and a recommendation to mayor and council, the final plat 2020-0140, Strat Lot number one. Is there a motion?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that plat 2020-140, Strat Lot number one, be approved.
I second that motion.
It was motioned by Commissioner Echols and second by Commissioner Phillips. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries. So Ms. Peaks, this will come before mayor and council on?
On the 12th, October 12th.
October 12th, thank you. So next under new business is use permit 2020-083 and concurrent variances 2020-135 and 2020-136 safeguard landfill management. And this is for 7700 Roosevelt Highway. Staff?
Safeguard landfill is requesting a use permit from section 80-220 landfill solid waste disposal to allow the expansion of the existing safeguard landfill onto an additional plus or minus 28.17 acres with two concurrent variances. The first variance is to provide relief from section 80-220 B11. No portion of a new or expanded landfill shall be located within a 1 mile radius of the property line of a residentially zoned or used property. Variance number two, to provide relief from section 80-220 B12, an expanded landfill shall not include an expanded use within the parcel boundaries of an existing site or location. Staff has reviewed the applicant's request, and therefore staff recommendation is denial of the use permit request from section 80-220 landfill solid waste disposal to allow the expansion of the existing safeguard landfill onto an additional plus or minus 28.17 acres. Denial of the concurrent variance request to provide relief from section 80-220 B11. No portion of a new or expanded landfill shall be located within a 1 mile radius of the property line of a residentially zoned or used property, and denial of the concurrent variance request to provide relief from section 80-220 B12. An expanded landfill shall not include any expanded use within the parcel boundaries of an existing site or location.
Commissioners, are there any questions for staff? Hearing none, is the applicant here and would like to make a presentation?
Yes, Madam Chairman. I'm Doug Dillard with Dillard Sellers. Baxter Russell and I represent the applicant along with Larry Dingle and Lauren Clayton with Wilson, Brock, and Irby. Now, we also have an attendance tonight, Jason Gepp and Jeff Brown of Safeguard, to answer any technical questions that might come up. As Danica said, this is here to discuss the proposed expansion of Safeguard C&D landfill, and we're here to present two requests. One is a use permit to expand the landfill operation into five industrial parcels located along Roosevelt Highway at the corner of Bishop Road and Roosevelt Highway. As you know, the landfill, existing landfill, is further off of Roosevelt Highway than this property. The two variance requests are to relieve from the two landfill use permit standards, which prevent Safeguard's expansion. I first want to discuss and remind everyone of the important context of these applications. Safeguard's landfill operation has been an important business and community member of the city of Fairburn in South Fulton County for over 20 years. Safeguard wants to continue to be a positive community partner. In order to continue its operations at this property, Safeguard seeks to expand its operation on these additional, industrial parcels. Parcels that are located away from the residential neighborhoods in the area, parcels that are along the industrial parkway of Roosevelt Highway. With this expansion, Safeguard does not wish to increase the intensity of its operations. Safeguard just wishes to continue operating as it has in the past. Finally, I ask you to remember and consider that Safeguard's operation is the only landfill in the city of Fairburn. For this reason, the code language that we seek variances for applies only to Safeguard. And I want to remind you, this is a C&D landfill. This is not a municipal solid waste landfill. Your approval will not allow the expansion of any other landfill in Fairburn. As your professional and trained planning and zoning staff recognizes, but for prohibitions on expanded landfills currently in the code, we fully satisfy the use requirements of the city's code. One, Safeguard's proposed use expansion onto industrial parcels is consistent with your comprehensive plan. Two, proposed use expansion is consistent with surrounding industrial zoning and industrial uses on surrounding properties. You're familiar with the property. You know the subject property is totally surrounded by non-residential uses. No more intensive operations than currently exist, and no impact on traffic or additional parking will occur. Ample open space and protective buffering from residential areas is already in existence. Finally, Safeguard is amenable to the conditions proposed by staff for our use permit. From this perspective, the ultimate issue before you is whether our requested variance requests are appropriate. One, our position is that Safeguard's variances requests are proper and should be granted as Safeguard satisfies at least one of the three variance criteria. Two, because the variances should be granted and Safeguard satisfies the landfill standards and use permit criteria, our application should be approved and my client allowed to expand and continue its operation. Let me give you a brief history of this applicant. In June of 1999, Safeguard commences operations at the property, which at that time was in unincorporated Fulton County. Since that time, operated as best-in-class facility as established by the Georgia EPD. It has averaged an exceptionally high score on unplanned site exams by the Georgia EPD, scoring 95 out of 100 points. Annexed into the city of Fairburn in 2004, operated as a supporter of the city and Fairburn community since that time. Local support. We have financially supported local businesses. We're a local STEAM educational program supporter. The 2018 tornado relief efforts, wherein we offered free roll-off containers for cleanup efforts. And we have supported city parks and recreation. Additionally, we've donated 67 acres to the city for future parkland. Provided free C&D disposal for city's blight projects, and have paid host fees in excess of $581,000 on an annual basis. In the last 10 years, this applicant has paid the city of Fairburn $5,810,062 in host fees. Safeguard seeks to revise its landfill permit to extend and expand the life of its operation. The expansion onto industrial properties located at the corner of Bishop Road and Roosevelt Highway offer no alteration to traffic patterns and are not, in fact, going to create additional traffic because all they're doing is expanding the existing operation. No view of the expanded area from the neighborhoods is located on the north side of the property. Industrial uses on the south side of the property and across Roosevelt Highway are not impacted or inconsistent with this proposed use. Less noise for the neighborhoods as the expansion area is further away from the neighborhood than the current operation. Safeguard conducts daily nasal ranger odor testing to determine odor impacts from the property. Thus far, odor detection impacting neighborhoods has a source of Safeguard property has not been caused in any way by Safeguard. And there are no tests out there that show to the contrary. Safeguard's expansion will not change the type of materials accepted. Business will continue to operate as a C&D landfill as it always has. The distinguishing requests here. Safeguard has requested use permit and variance applicants do not open the door for future landfills or any future expansion. The current zoning map and landfill regulations in conjunction with actual residential neighborhoods in the neighborhoods in the city would not allow a new landfill, even if our landfill is expanded. Two, Safeguard's use permit application satisfies the use permit criteria, except for the code provision, which limits our expansion for a mile. Three, our variance application. As you know, the text amendment, which we proposed earlier, has failed. Requested relief, however, is a variance, is in harmony with the purpose and intent of the code. We're an industrial use seeking to expand onto industrially zoned property toward other heavy industrial uses and away, this is important, away from residential neighborhoods and toward a busy industrial highway and corridor. Two, the expansion property faces an unnecessary hardship if the landfill expansion is not permitted. The city has already approved a large portion of the expansion area for storage of fill dirt and covered material, which will be used in the C&D landfill operations. And the city required a land disturbance permit, a design for landscaping and that kind of thing around this property. Based on the current conditions of the property, as permitted previously by the city, the property faces extreme, unnecessary hardship to be any other uses besides a part of the landfill operation, which technically it already is. In summary, we ask for your recommendation of approval for this use permit and variance application. Safeguard is a productive and contributing member of this community. They seek expansion in order to continuing operating. They're not going to expand or do more than they're currently doing within the community and keep business and jobs in Fairburn. We ask that you recommend approval of our application. Ms. Chairman, I would like to reserve some time for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Dillard. Commissioners, do you have any questions for the applicant?
Yes, I have a couple questions for the applicant. In his presentation, he mentioned that if we don't approve the user's permit, that he's under hardship. And My question is, if we do approve it, how future?
Mr. Phillips, you're freezing.
Illusion.
Commissioner Phillips, you're freezing. We can't hear you. Commissioner Phillips.
Question was not completed.
Right. Commissioner Phillips, are you still there?
I think he just logged off. He just lost him.
Okay, so are there any other questions for the applicant? Maybe Mr. Phillips will be able to rejoin.
Oh, he's back, but he's muted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's muted.
There
he is. I did get Commissioner Smith and Commissioner Williams were trying to get in.
Yes, I sent them the meeting ID. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Commissioner Phillips, would you continue with your question, please? We did not hear any of your questions.
Paul, in the future, will an expansion allow his operation to operate here in Fairburn?
The answer is no. As far as we know, and one of the reasons that this property is important is that it's already been used as a part of the existing landfill operation. In other words, the property is currently used to store cover material for the existing landfill, and therefore it has been a part of the landfill operation for several years. Likewise, this is the only landfill operating in Fairburn. So it's not, the ordinance prohibits landfills and expansions, but this is an expansion. It's a limited expansion. It's not a new landfill. It's a part of the continuing operation that's been in place in the city for now over 20 years.
I don't think you quite answered my question. How far in the future will an expansion allow you to operate?
I'm going to call on Jason or Jeff to answer that question. Life of the expansion for this property. Jeff?
Hey, commissioners, and Tarika, how are you? This is Jeff Brown. It depends on the rate of disposal, which means it depends on how much they take into the landfill. So right now we're projecting 3 to 5 additional years, and that would just be based on, you know, how busy, how much construction and demolition debris they're taking. So if they take just a few tons, they could continue to operate longer. If they take the maximum they can handle, then it would be shorter. So, but 3 to 5 years is what we're projecting.
And Jeff, that's based on the historical use of the existing landfill. Is that not true?
Correct. That's based on the average that they take now. And that's how we look forward for that. So, and it's, you know, that they've been in Safeguard. I mean, Safeguard has been in Fairburn for a while, invited into the city when the annexation was there, and they want to continue to be a good partner with the city. And this is in a heavy industrial area. And, you know, we know that nobody likes landfills, but it's an existing operation in a heavy industrial area. And these are heavy industrial parcels that we're trying to expand to. We're not trying to rezone residential. We're trying to just close out the corner.
Jeff, let's say your estimate is conservative, 3 to 5 years. And what would happen after 5 years to the landfill?
If they're done, then the landfill will have to close in accordance with EPD regulations. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah. So the landfill will continue to be monitored, and they have to continue to put up a financial instrument that covers maintenance at the landfill for at least 30 years. That's what the regulation.
Your guess, Jeff, is that based on current volumes, it'll probably be about 5 years.
The ponds are working correctly. And then EPD, if they're satisfied after that 30 years, then they'll record, when they close it, they'll record in the deed that that property was used for a landfill. So it'll forever be marked in the property as a landfill. If EPD is satisfied after that 30 years, then they'll release it. And that would be the extent of their obligation.
Okay. So I know that landfill, when looking at it, the 207 acres that you have here would probably be not used for anything else in your lifetime or my lifetime.
Probably not. After another, I don't know, 35 or 40 years from now, I don't expect to be involved in what its post use is. But there are several low impact uses that landfills around the country do, whether it's walking trails. I know one where they fly model airplanes and allow people out there just to walk. So there's some golf courses that are built on landfills, things like that, that are low impact and don't damage the integrity of the cap.
Okay, that's the question. That's the answer to the question that I was asking. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So that's the answer to the question of your hardship?
Yeah. I wanted you to expound on that also, about the hardship that you would encounter if we do not approve, you know, your variances.
You're asking about the hardship?
Yes.
The hardship is you're taking our property. But it's got no use. It's already being used for cover material. And if this expansion is not granted, it really basically has no other use, because it's been approved for the landscape. We've approved a land disturbance permit. It's been approved by the city. We've got landscape materials out there. When you look at the fact that it's being used as a part of this operation, for us not to be able to continue to use it as a part of the expansion, is basically taking our property without paying us for it. Up against Roosevelt Highway and Bishop Road.
Commissioners, are there any more questions for the applicant?
No.
Okay, Ms. Peaks, do we have any oppositions?
Yes.
Or anyone else wanting to? Okay.
Yes, we have a total of 19 emails. Mm-hmm. That came in, and I'll read those for the record.
Okay.
First one is Denise Legg, no to expansion of dumpster. Carolyn Tyler Guidry, as a resident of South Fulton, and vote no on expansion of a landfill in the area. Hazel Smith, please review all of the reasons why virtually every homeowner and business says no to this topic. The Lakes at Cedar Grove Townhomes, Hazel M. Smith and Elena M. Smith. Naima Gilliard, hi, I just read on nextdoor.com that the Safeguard has returned with an expansion plan for the Safeguard landfill. It is not too far from the Willow Oaks landfill and is across the street from the Bishop Road dump that is not a landfill. There was residential development before the above environmental stresses were allowed to engage in the landfill business close to those developments. Given the amount of landfills and warehouses close to residentially communities and environmental justice issue. There's a lot of research on this topic that supports it being an issue. In the best interest of the public's health and peace, Safeguard should not expand. Our southern cities are close to each other, such that what affects one affects all. ehammons@aol.com. This email is to let you know I oppose the expansion of the dumpsters. Jeffrey Jenkins, no expansion of the landfill. Take it to Alpharetta or Buckhead. Nancy Johns, no to landfill expansion. Jonathan Toby, hello, I am fully against the expansion of this landfill. Our community is becoming too industrialized. This landfill expansion will lower property values. Chandra Holmes, I am the owner at 7866 Godsmere Drive. I would like to express my extreme disgust for the desire to extend the landfill in this area. It seems as if there's enough crap in this area brought here by Union City. A hospital would be nice, or you know, those things that are near your home, which is why you pick to move there, like restaurants and shops. A Cheesecake Factory would be nice. So would a main event, something for children. Just some thoughts. Felicia Johnson, it is come to my attention that once again, a landfill is threatening to further infringe on our way of life and property values in Fairburn. As a resident, I am greatly opposed to opening and or expanding landfills in our community, and I stand with other outraged members of my community who seek to banish discourage from my area. Please, I implore you to vote against any measure to expand or open a landfill in Fairburn. Kathy Villard, I am writing to protest against the expansion. We have been physically and emotionally ill from smoke and foul smells. We will fight legally if we have to. Helen Richard, as a resident of Durham Lakes Golf and Country Club, my husband and I strongly oppose the expansion of the Safeguard landfill. We moved into this community a year ago, and two important things that attracted us to this area were the high standards of homes and the growth of the city of Fairburn. We recognize Fairburn as a city that placed its citizens first and believed in the importance of maintaining a healthy and safe community. We believe the city of Fairburn to be a city where its citizens were a priority, and there was no dollar amount that could ever be worth devaluing our community. We believe the mayor, the city council, and the Planning and Zoning Commission hold these high standards, and we believe this request will be denied as we continue to strive to be a city situated to succeed. C. Willie 12, I am in the Durham Lake subdivision, Fairburn, and continue to urgently express that we must not allow the expansion of the landfill. As a nurse, I am deeply concerned about the health and safety of our community from the horrific smells and fumes coming from the current landfills. The air quality is concerning. At the times, the smell and fumes are so bad you can hardly stand to be outside. I have been awakened by this odor and cannot fall asleep because of the alarming stench. We need to end this now and prevent any further health hazards. Once again, I urge you all to not allow the expansion of landfill and protect the health and well-being of this community. I am speaking for this entire community when I say we must put a stop to this now. We do not need any more landfills, which only devalues the area properties and can cause residents to leave fearing for their lives. Please protect our community and residents. 1202 Puppets, the major disadvantage of a landfill in the vicinity of our neighborhood is the release of methane gas. The process of compacting landfills generate methane gas, which is 21 times more hazardous than carbon dioxide. Methane is highly inflammable and exposes the lives of people living around to the risk of an explosion. Therefore, I am sending this email on behalf of everyone that lives here in our house of Durham Lakes. My family and I oppose the petition for Safeguard Landfill to expand on additional land. Safeguard Landfill Management needs to close down operations this year and move elsewhere as long as it's not in Fairburn. Fairburn is a small community and we need to be situated to succeed, not stink. Fairburn's family matter. Fairburn's family lives matter. Please vote no. Daisha G, as a resident of Fairburn, I vote no to the expansion of the Safeguard Landfill. This impacts residents' health as well as property values. As a community, what we must learn and understand is that all money isn't good. These people don't care about Fairburn residents at all. You will never see things like this in Alpharetta or areas up north. We need our mayor, city council, and planning and zoning committee to stand with us, and we can succeed if we continue to vote no, regardless how many times they come back asking. I surely pray that my voice has been heard. I vote no. Thanks for listening to my opposition to this horrible initiative. Rachel Tabashi, hope I pronounced it right. I oppose the landfills in this now community of homes environment. Please turn down the request to expand the landfill. It would also be great if all the landfills were closed in the area of Fairburn where there are established communities. Thanks, concerned neighbor. Kaya, to whom it may concern, I am against the expansion of the landfill for the health and safety of our community. Please vote no, as we did in July. Yolanda Purvis, please, we've worked too hard to upkeep our community and neighborhoods. I have family members who suffer from asthma and severe allergies and breathing problems. Please find another location. No landfill in Fairburn. And lastly, Bobby Hughes, I am voting no to the expansion.
Thank you, Ms. Peaks. Mr. Dillard, do you have any rebuttal comments?
Chairman Stoney?
Yes.
Just for purposes of the record, just call for any people that may be in support of the application.
Okay. Ms. Peaks, do you have anyone that's in favor?
No, I do not have any comments or emails.
And the chat is not open, correct?
Right. It's not open. And I don't see any on Facebook either. No comments in support.
Mr. Dillard or Sellers?
Is that you calling on me?
Yes. Do you have any closing remarks or rebuttal?
Very good. Let me just state that all of the 19 objections were summarily given with no support of any professional or expertise of any high quality. Environmental justice is not an issue. We've scored 95 of 100 points from EPD for the last 20 years. This area is already industrial. There's no evidence of reduction of residential values. As a matter of fact, if you look at the history of Durham Lakes subdivision, most of the houses in Durham Lake subdivision were built after the presence of this landfill. Also, you will not find any comparable reduction in the value of the houses at Durham Lakes versus other houses or residences that are not located in close proximity to a landfill. Regarding way of life, whatever their way of life has been is what it is, and it's what it will continue to be. We're looking at maybe of another 5 years of use here for this expansion. At the end of that time, this landfill's gone, and there's not another landfill in Fairburn, and it doesn't look like there's gonna be one. There's no evidence of smoke or odor. The only folks that we have given any test to that is Safeguard, and they have not found any odor that's into the neighborhood that adversely affects those residences. And the expansion, and I didn't get the addresses of all the people that wrote in opposition, but the expansion of this landfill is further away from residences than the existing landfill. So what's the harm? The surrounding uses are all industrial. The surrounding uses are all non-residential. The use of this property will not increase traffic one bit, because all they will do is continue to serve the landfill as it has over the last 20 years. And there's no methane gas in a CD landfill. This is not a municipal solid waste landfill, okay? This is construction debris. There's no methane gas generated by a CD landfill. So all of the objections that have been given by these 19 folks are unfounded and unsupported by any objective evidence, and we ask that you summarily ignore them and approve this application. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Peaks, are there any closing comments?
No, Commissioner.
I have a question. Good evening. I've been listening in. I'm one of the residents that wrote a comment. My daughter and myself live in the townhomes. I'm on the website and I've tried to determine the extent of the materials that have been disposed of there. And I'm reading about mainly asbestos, construction and demolition debris, and inert debris. So is that the limit? Whomever can answer that from a, you know, knowledge base, the owner or operator, please.
Yeah, this is Jeff Brown. I can answer that. That's what you described is correct. C&D waste is the only thing that goes into that landfill. They do not take household garbage. So I'm not sure if that's what you were asking.
That is, sir. And I'm a new resident in the area, no more than 2 years. So I'm not totally familiar with the history. So I appreciate the recall of some of that. I do have a concern, though. What is the long-term effect on the ground, the soil quality, the runoff from the C&D waste, asbestos, inert debris? Can you talk about that in a way that might enlighten us and perhaps bring a little bit more salve to the frayed feelings that some of the residents like myself are having about this?
Sure, I'd be happy to answer those questions. And if I go too long, commissioners, y'all just stop me, but I'll try to be as specific as I can without being too engineering tech. The state of Georgia has different classifications of landfill like most states do, but a C&D landfill does not require a liner like a garbage landfill does. And the reason for that is because, as defined in the rules, C&D waste has a very low potential for groundwater contamination. So there's a separation to groundwater that's required. You can't bury down in the groundwater. So that's the first way that the groundwater is protected. The second way is there are groundwater monitoring wells all the way around the site. The groundwater flows a certain direction, that's called the potentiometric surface, and the ones that are downstream of the site are measured and compared against the ones that are upstream of the site to make sure that there isn't any contamination that would be leaching into the groundwater. So far, Safeguard has always come up clean, and we wouldn't expect it to be any different because of the nature of the waste that they dispose out there. And then surface water, I think you brought up, the site has to direct all of the rainfall runoff to sediment ponds. And so those sediment ponds collect the stormwater runoff and they're sampled semi-annually, just like the groundwater is sampled. And so they test for parameters to make sure that there's no pollution.
Thank you.
So commissioners, you have before you, I'm sorry, Ms. Peeks, are there any other closing remarks?
A material that needs to be monitored and pay attention.
I'm sorry.
Somebody's talking.
Yeah, for a minute, you kind of blanked out there, Mr. Brown. So I thought you were through.
Sorry, I think my connection cut out.
Yeah, I thought you were. So were you through? I'm sorry, because did you finish your, Mr. Brown?
I was just going to specifically answer the asbestos question.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, because you kind of blanked out for a minute.
Sorry about that. I think my internet cut out. Asbestos is something that needs to be regulated, and when they receive it at Safeguard, it comes in usually a burrito wrap, which is a special way they have to transport it, and then it's immediately buried on site when they have that. Asbestos is only a problem if it's friable, if it gets dusty and you're breathing it in, so it's really not a hazard when it's buried at the landfill, so it doesn't escape like it would for somebody who's been doing demolition with no respirator for years, which is usually what causes it. So that's why the EPD doesn't prohibit asbestos from C&D landfills, because it's not a concern when it's buried like that.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Ms. Peeks, do you have any closing remarks?
No, I don't have any closing remarks, Commissioner.
So, commissioners, you have before you the use permit 2020-0083 and concurrent variances 2020-135 and 2020-136 Safeguard Landfill Management. It's to allow the expansion of the Safeguard Landfill onto an additional plus or minus 28.17 acres with two concurrent variances. And this is for a recommendation to mayor and council. This would come before council on November the 9th at the city council public hearing. So is there a motion?
You're asking for a motion?
Yes.
Madam Chair, regarding use permit request for section 80-220 landfill solid waste disposal to allow the expansion of the existing Safeguard landfill onto an additional plus minus 28.17 acres, I recommend denial. Do you want me to do the other two at a time or one at a time?
They all go together, correct?
Okay.
Well, let me get Valerie's opinion. Valerie, they're together, correct? So it's just one.
They are one petition, but if the motion maker wants to separate it out, they can, but it is one petition. So you can do a motion to approve or deny the use permit with two concurrent variances, or you can separate it out. But it needs to be in the same motion.
Okay, and also, concurrent variance request to provide relief from section 80-220B11. I also recommend denial. Also, on concurrent variance request to provide relief from section 80-220B12, an expanded landfill, I also recommend denial.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I second the motion.
So it was motioned by Commissioner Echols and seconded by Commissioner Stewart.
That's correct.
All those in favor of the denial?
Aye.
Any opposed? All those in favor, I'm sorry, again?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries for denial. The request will now go before council at the November 9th. Meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Next on the agenda is a staff report.
The only thing I just, I'm talking to the choir because everybody on here has submitted their W-9s, but make sure you get those in if you haven't already submitted those to me. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you. We'll move on to Commissioner comments. Commissioner Echols?
No comment.
Commissioner Stewart?
No comment.
Commissioner Phillips?
No comment.
With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that the meeting be adjourned.
Is there a second?
I second the motion, Madam Chair.
It was motioned by Commissioner Echols and seconded by Commissioner Stewart that the meeting be adjourned. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposes? That motion carries. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you. And good night, everyone. Thanks again for attending.
Good night.
Good night.